Welcome to the first meeting of the House Resources Committee of the 28th Legislature. Time is 1 o'clock. Present, we have Representative Seaton, Representative Tarr, Representative Olson, Representative Johnson, Representative Hawker, Representative Wilson, P. Wilson. Co-Chairman Sadler and myself, Co-Chairman Feige. We don't really have much on the agenda today. Just want to go over a couple of things regarding this committee procedures. Nothing really very out of the ordinary. Let's see. I'll just go down the list here, and then if you guys have any questions that you would like to bring up, feel free to raise those. First thing, iPads. At this point, I'm inclined to, when we are inclined to allow iPads in committee. So if, as long as they are used for a useful and productive purpose during the committee meetings, we will continue to allow those. Representative Sadler and I have decided to make Representative Wilson the vice chairman of the committee. And she threatened me to beat me up otherwise, so no, just kidding. As far as food in committee, certainly drinks and, you know, candy like lemon drops or something like that is fine, but it is, we do meet right after lunch, and we just assume that we eat your lunch before you get to the committee room. Cell phones. I guess the obligatory penalty would be a box of donuts, but should we go with apples?
Apples
in our
honey crisp.
So enough apples for everybody in the committee.
What about apple fritters?
What's that?
Apple.
I believe that would be counter to the intent that we are trying to achieve here.
Clarify the rules, Mr. Chair.
No apples. Apples for every member of the committee will be the penalty. Let's see. Certainly, it's customary during meetings to pass notes. Notes between members can simply be passed, either passed around the table or given to the aide to pass on. But all notes going to committee members from the gallery or from outside need to go through the committee aide. And at some point, we will get to the point of needing to amend legislation. The policy on amendments will be 24 hours before the start of the meeting, and ideally I'd like to have the amendments vetted through Ledge Legal.
But do you want those as a PDF file?
Yes. And then, we're right here. Cool. A lot of people asked us how we plan to handle the schedule between the co-chairmen. Instead of a, like we had last year, it was a week on, week off schedule. What we've decided to do is we'll each handle individual bills. And we'll work out which bills we each assign. And if that bill is up in the committee, then that co-chairman will have the gavel for that meeting. So. That's really all we have at this point. We've got over the next three meetings. We've already laid out the overview briefings from the various departments, Fish and Game, DNR, and DEC that we oversee. So we will be we'll be going through those. We do have a fairly experienced committee here. So what we have asked the departments to do is not necessarily going to be super in-depth briefings, but they will be very pertinent and very specific to their current issues and problems that they're dealing with. And if you need to know what the Spill Control Division of DEC does, and you don't hear about it in the briefing, you may want to just call them up and get them to come talk to you individually, or any other division of the departments that we oversee. With that, any comments from members? Representative Olson.
What's the committee's policy on using iPads as a communications device?
I'd really rather not like to see that. And that's
good.
That's one of the things that in our view, the iPads are to be used for information acquisition to help in. Representative Herron used it very effectively over the last 2 years. You know, he's got somebody up in the chair and, you know, talking about a particular subject, and he's researching that subject and then asking questions based on, you know, hey, this is what it says on your website. What do you mean by that? Those kind of questions. Using the iPad for aides to send messages to members, that's really not what they're for. So.
And as a follow-up, are you going to be putting out all of the committee packet on the iPads?
It'll go out digitally, yes.
Perfect.
You know.
Dan and I are, we're informal. Dan and I are believers.
Okay.
It's a goal, it's a target.
Representative Hawk.
Quorum and voting protocol, sir?
Well, quorum will be 5.
Voting to carry amendments and to pass bills out?
Just standard.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What do you mean specifically?
Majority, you've got majority of the committee or just majority present to move amendments and pass bills out?
We'll need 5. Okay. Anybody else? Representative Seed.
Question on that. So we're not following the guidelines of amendments are passed by the majority present, and the bill has to be passed by the majority of the committee. Is there a change so that any amendment has to be passed by 5 votes?
Let me talk. We have specifically addressed that. We'll go over that and let you know.
Okay. And further question?
Okay.
If amendments have to be in 24 hours in advance, mm-hmm. I presume then that the packets with all the information is going to be out well in advance of that.
Yes.
And does that mean that all bills, if there's an amendment desired, have to have 2 hearings? Or are you going to allow?
We're not going to set a specific number of hearings rule. That'll be up to the chairs.
And follow up, what I'm meaning is if we only have 1 hearing on a bill, we're going to hear the information. If we need to make, if we want to desire to make an amendment, if it hadn't been done 24 hours because we hadn't heard the information from the hearing. So I'm wondering if there's flexibility if the chairman are wishing to move a bill that mm-hmm. amendments will be taken at that time.
We'll certainly be flexible if the will of the committee is along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep a reasonable sense of order and just keep everything kind of moving down the track with minimal interruption.
Thanks.
Basically, the packets for each meeting will be distributed 24 hours prior to the meeting. So you're right. If there are amendments that need to come up, generally we will hear bills, and unless it's a very simple bill, there's going to be multiple hearings on the bill, and we'll all know well in advance if we plan to take amendments in a particular meeting. Okay. Representative Olson.
If we have darn it. It's gone. It'll pop back up in my remembers.
Representative Olson.
24 hours applies to the co-chairs as well?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If it's like a little tiny conceptual amendment, can we just do it like, you know, changing an and or a T or some simple thing? Can we do it?
That's, again, that reasonable. I'm not going to be unreasonable about things. Yes,
sir. Mayor Chow.
Thank you. And amendments are going to be passed out to the whole committee as well when they come in.
Great. And that's the major reason for having them due 24 hours prior to the next meeting. I see we've been joined by Representative Tuck.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? All right. in the spirit of keeping the meeting short.
Mr. Kushka?
Yes, sir.
Should we let Representative Tuck know about the facial hair requirement for this committee now?
Oh, my God.
He does seem to be lacking in one key area.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off, but I'll try.
Good. How you doing, sir?
Was one of the accidentally shaved one side?
Yeah.
We won't make it an absolute requirement, but you may experience peer pressure in that regard. All right, well, one final note. I'd just like to say, as committee chairman, we could not be happier with the makeup of this committee. We are going to address some very weighty issues as far as the state's the direction that the state of Alaska will head, and we've got a lot of talent sitting right here. So I look forward to working with you all, and as does Representative Sadler.
Yeah. Great,
exactly. And do you have any?
If I could, Mr. Co-Chair, I just want to say also I'm impressed with the caliber and the experience sitting around the table here. I think it's going to be a great committee. Most of the critical issues of the state are going to pass through this committee. This session, it's going to be a fast pace, but we'll work fast. I'm tickled as can be to be here. I wanted to, if I could, introduce the support staff. My committee aide is going to be Trevor Fulton in the audience there, and of course Linda Hayes is going to be there for co-chair Feige. With us in the support side is Miss Betsy, Mr. Alex, and Miss Julie. So they'll be taking care of us. Any questions? Just I'm sure. Don't know the teleconference or the gavel to gavel operator here.
Oh, gavel to gavel.
Gavel to gavel, okay. And what else?
But you want to work for gavel to gavel.
So that's all I got. I'm just tickled to death to be here and looking forward to good work. Thanks.
All right. Any further questions? All right. We are adjourned.